This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Prompted by the series of undercover videos showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing sales and marketing of abortion specimens, a Missouri Senate committee took up an investigation. Despite death threats, the committee persisted, and its report, now released, cites callous medical practices and procedures bordering on outright medical malpractice. The report calls for tougher laws and whistleblower protections. A Gosnell-like story is unfolding in Michigan as abortionist Michael Roth now faces drug and larceny charges, which some say likely stem from a mobile abortion practice. As with Gosnell in Pennsylvania, the story is getting no coverage from major media sources. It is another news boycott. The National Right to Life Committee is criticizing portions of the new Democrat platform. Democrats want to eliminate the Hyde Amendment that bans abortion funding to get at their goal of free U.S. abortions on demand. This is Life News Radio. If you pray about what you hear in the news, are you ready to listen? To listen to God? Jesus' mother told servants at the Cana wedding to do whatever Jesus tells them. Are you ready for that? Pray, listen, and do whatever God tells you to do. And let's make a culture of life. A Catholic leader prominently involved in resolving unrest in South Africa in the 90s is now criticizing and educating his people about the devastating effects of abortion on the black community in the U.S. Bishop Wilfred Cardinal Napier says figures on black abortion compared with white or all other abortion begin to look like genocide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.